You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mshaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevurvor harinyek eglisvin, hon harinika vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 15th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Sarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը գպնդրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, Հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Dadalits is October 15, 2009. Today is the 14th Dadalits of Beverly Kashmanian. October 15, 2004. Today is the 19th Dadalits of Varkes Markarian. October 15, 1997. Today is the 26th Dadalits of Paramaz and Dorothy Murachan. October 16, 2014. Monday is the 9th Dadalits of Helen Mkhitaryan. October 16, 1993, Monday is the 30th Dalit of Anna Vartanian. October 16, 2018, Monday is the 5th Dalit of Anna Dermanjan. October 16, 1997, Monday is the 27th Dalit of Elise Irenoshan. October 16, 2000, Monday is the 23rd anniversary of Carl Klein. October 16, 2019, Monday is the 4th Dalit of Rose Kasparian Gonzalves. October 16, 2015, Monday is the 8th Dalit of Deacon Suren Murajan. October 16, 2020, Monday is the 3rd Dadalit of Paul Avedisian. October 17, 2000, Tuesday is the 23rd Dadalit of Kurken Khachadurian. October 17, 2019, Tuesday is the 4th Dadalit of Surin Asadorian. October 17, 1996, Tuesday is the 27th Dadalit of Merlanti Tarakshan. October 17, 1997, Tuesday is the 26th Dadalit of Margaret Jaskalian. October 17, 2000, Tuesday is the 23rd Dalit of Jirai Jerry Meridian. October 17, 2001, Tuesday is the 22nd Dalit of Nivart Aramian. October 17, 2004, Tuesday is the 19th Dalit of John Gulasarian. October 17, 2020, Tuesday is the 3rd Dalit of Gerald Norigian. October 17, 2000, Tuesday is the 23rd Dalit of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. October 18, 2005, Wednesday is the 18th Dalit of Jacob Oskoyan. October 18, 1981, Wednesday is the 42nd Dalit of Stepan Mikhailyan. October 18, 2014, Wednesday is the 9th Dalit of Jeanette Elizabeth Aramian. October 18, 1970, Wednesday is the 53rd Dalit of Ankine Kalfayan. October 18, 2016, Wednesday is the 7th Dalit of Susan Boghossian. And the next day, October 19th, it is her daughter's Dalit. One day later, Thursday is the 7th Dalit of Lisha Boghossian Langford. October 19, 2016, Thursday is the 7th Dalit of John Mesrobian. October 20th, 2000, Friday is the 23rd Dalit of Margaret Balikyan. October 20, 2020, Friday is the 3rd Dalit of Stepan Barsoyan. October 21st, 2001, Saturday is the 22nd Dalit of Eddie Mekjin. October 21st, 2013, Saturday is the 10th Dalit of Mark Boyajian. October 21st, 2011, Saturday is the 12th Dalit of Rose Krikorian. Iveri Nirusagam is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin. No!
This is the music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies. We're listening to Volume 6 right now. And I just want to say October is Cultural Month, as we've been doing. I don't know how long my father's been doing Cultural Month for. But here on the Armenian Radio Hour, we celebrate our culture and what it is to be Armenian. This morning's show, we will listen to excerpts from the Anush Opera. But right now, let's listen to a little bit of this music while I tell you a little bit of background of it. When Noah's Ark finally came to rest on land, it was on Mount Ararat. So when God showed the land of Noah and told him to care for it and repopulate it and pledge never again to destroy it, at least not by flooding, this would all have been taking place in Armenia. That is a tough act to follow. The reality of Armenian history has never been able to match its legendary beginning. It has had memorable moments, of course. In 301 AD, Armenia became the first country in the world to adopt Christianity. But less than two centuries later, the whole country was excommunicated by the Pope. It has also been a history with more than its share of tragedy and loss. Today, even famed Mount Ararat stands outside the borders of Armenia. And I'm going to add, and what just happened in Artsakh. And by the way, the title of the Volume 6 that we'll listen to right now is called Nagorno-Karabakh, which, as we all know, is synonymous with Artsakh. The Armenians themselves have proven to be a tenacious people, stubbornly keeping alive a culture that is in some ways among the world's most ancient and sophisticated. The sacred music of Armenia, for example, may well be the oldest written musical tradition, and its folk traditions are alive and well here in the 21st century. Let's listen a little bit more. Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտությունով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն. Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության. Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքր ազուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքսին և քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ.
Now we will hear the Anush Opera.
Thank you.
just so you know, this is the Anush Opera performed by the Yerevan Opera, taped in 2005.
We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as cultural month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the Queen of Translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
That was the late Haig Donikyan, Reverend Father Haig Donikyan. That was taped in 1975, Cultural Month. All right, now we're going to go to the Betty Dolbash song, Gumri.
Oh,
And with that, a little bit of local news. St. Sog, St. Mesrob Church Cultural Committee and the Women's Guild invite you to Cafe Night. It's next Saturday night. Do you have your reservations? You need them. It's a fall dinner dance at the Agavian Auditorium. We'll be listening to American and Armenian dance music with the Steve Tashjian Classic Groove Band with vocalist Sandra Bedrosian, Harry Bedrosian, Dave Anisbegyan, and Jay Baronian. If you would like to attend the dance only beginning at 8 o'clock, $30 per person, cash bar is available. If you would like to attend the dinner dance, you must call in for your reservations. It's a buffet dinner with baked stuffed shrimp, roasted pork tenderloin. There'll be wine and beer complimentary during the dinner only. It's $60 per person. RSVP is today. Call Gene Farmanian Ritchie, 401-942-3872, 401-942-3872. This again takes place at the Agavian Auditorium next Saturday night, October 21st, beginning at 6 o'clock with the dinner. Dance begins at 8 o'clock, and you have to RSVP by today. Call Gene, 401-942-3872. Cafe night. Alrighty, with that, let's go to Sardarabad.
Oh,
The Battle of Sardarabad was a battle of the Caucasus campaign of World War I that took place near Sardarabad, Armenia, in May of 1918 between the regular Armenian military units and militia on one side against the Ottoman army that had invaded eastern Armenia on the other. As Sardarabad is approximately 25 miles west of the capital of Yerevan, the battle not only halted the Ottoman advance into the rest of Armenia, but also prevented the complete destruction of the Armenian nation. In the words of Christopher J. Walker, had the Armenians lost this battle, it is perfectly possible that the word Armenia would have henceforth denoted only antique geographical term. Listen to this patriotic song as we once again are facing an onslaught from Turkey and Azerbaijan and Armenia proper. Be an Artsakh fundraiser. Save the date, October 28th. Save that date. It's a steak dinner at St. Vartanants Armenian Church. All proceeds from the event will go towards Artsakh refugee relief. And again, this is Saturday, October 28th. Steak dinner, Artsakh fundraiser at St. Vartanants Armenian Church. For tickets for the Artsakh fundraiser, you must call Charles Marajan by the 20th, 401-490-1102, 490-1102. Main course will be a grilled 12-ounce ribeye steak, baked potato, a glazed rainbow carrots, beer, wine, soda will be available. Dessert, pahlava by the Ladies Guild. Again, this is an Artsakh fundraiser. Seats are limited, so please RSVP by October 20th to Charles Murajan, 401-490-1102. Donation is $100. This is again a fundraiser from the St. Zvartanants Church Group, 7 Armenia Street, October 28th, starting at 5:30.
Oh,
and there will be an Armenian spiritual and classical music concert dedicated to the loving memory of Reverend Archpriest Father Nerses Cebecan on November 17th, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Agavin Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. There will be, Asatur Baljan, opera singer, Armin Kazarian on violin, Levon Hovsepian on organ and piano, and Dermesrob's granddaughter, Mari Magardichin, soprano. Beginning at 7 o'clock, November 17th, again, it's a spiritual music concert. It will be classical music and spiritual music in honor of Reverend Der Nerses. And again, this is at St. Sag, St. Mesrob's Church, November 17th. We have the 18th, Armenian Evangelical Church's Bazaar, Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November 18th, from 12 until 7 at 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Armenian Evangelical Church, it's their annual bazaar, one day only, from 12 to 7 on Saturday. Dinner choices, as always, chicken dinner, lush kebab, kofte, khayma. They'll have that huge setup for desserts, choreg, burma, pakhlava. Well, whether you have it there or bring it to go, they'll also have stuffed mussels, they have khadayif, they have bird egg. It's a wonderful one-day bazaar. They have a penny social, meal served all day long. But again, this is Saturday, November 18th. It's a holiday bazaar at the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, November 18th, Saturday. And then that evening, beginning at 6:30, there'll be a dinner, Agavian Hall. Tickets are $60 per person for Together for Artsakh, a night of Armenian folk and patriotic music with Tro Krikorian and Aral Dabanjan. This is, again, a fundraiser supporting the ARS Artsakh Relief Funds, Armenian Relief Society Relief Efforts. Agavian Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street. Again, dinner begins at 6:30. Tickets are $60 per person. You can call Nareg for your reservations, 401-358-2155. 401-358-2155. And again, this is Saturday, November 18th, the Agavian Auditorium, Together for Artsakh, a night of Armenian folk, patriotic music, and dinner.
Harvard, Surf Yerako. yine tamamış toprağa Tanrı suçan ben yefavım varsa Zul yer akko yine tamamış toprağa Tanrı suçan ben yefavım varsa
And with that in the background, let's not forget St. Sag, St. Mesrob's Church Bazaar taking place December 2nd and 3rd at the Agavian Auditorium. Again, the annual bazaar. It's going to be a holiday bazaar again this year. I love it. And again, that's December. If I got this right, I think it's the 2nd and 3rd. It's either the 2nd and 3rd or 3rd and 4th. One would think that the website would be up to date. I'll give you those dates exactly. But it's that first weekend in December. St. Sag, St. Mesrob annual church bazaar. They're in full swing with the baking and the cooking in the kitchens. Every day you go by there, you know that there's something taking place. So if you'd like to volunteer and help out, please, by all means, do so.
Seropach pior nemaro sarum yertvirta vetskacheron. Seropach pior nemaro sarum yertvirta vetskacheron. Hayde niki siruin hamar kamah kamazadutsun. Hayde niki siruin hamar kamah kamazadutsun. Hay kacher, javremeror hasagan. Tashnaktsyan droshin ner komidan zavin Hayastan. Hay kacher, javremeror hasagan. Tashnaktsyan droshin ner komidan zavin Hayastan. Tashnaktsyan droshin ner komidan zavin Hayastan.
Jamanagne leselu Maritsan.
Pari Luis Sireli Hayrenagitsner. Օգոստոս 31, 1927-ին Զոավար Անտրանիգի Մահվան քույրը Փլադագիմ վերածեց հայ ժողովուրդը. Այսօր պիտի գարտամ Հովանես Շիրազի Արցան Անտրանիգին, որ գցոնե իբրև նվեր Ուչանի Քաչարձիվ Սասունցիներին, որոնք առաջինը արցանացրին Մասիսաչափ Արցանի Արժանի Մարտուն. Արցանացար, բայց տարն է լուր, Անտրանիգ, որբես բադից գախված մի թուր, Անտրանիգ, էլ կուսանը սարերեն ինչպես դումպեր է, երբ որ չգալ հույսի մի թուր, Անտրանիգ, պիպլիագան պանաստեղծս կուսանվեց, որ բարզ երկ է հայոց դղմուդ վիշտ մեծ, որ խորն սկան ինչ է մասիստն հայաստեղց, մասիստն հայոց հողն է հանուր, Անտրանիգ, հայոց վշտի կլխով տարը լուր անցավ, արցանդ հազիվ ժայրը բադրեց խոյացավ, ներիր սագայն, որ այսքան շատ ուշացավ, նոր ենք զարտնում, հողն է մի պուր, Անտրանիգ, ով մեկ մենք հոտ ցավ գրագի մեջ ենք դեր, հայոց վշտի անհադագի մեջ ենք դեր, փարված տարած հույս ճրակի մեջ ենք դեր, ուր է հույսի արևը հուր, Անտրանիգ, գոթողվելդ զինանշան զարթոնքի, առանց զոհի երգիր չեն դար ոչ ոքի, դեր թնջուկ է հայոց հարցը իմ հոգի, ախ շատ պիտ մնանք մի պուր, Անտրանիգ, ամեղներին կտության քույր եղար միշտ, եղերնողին դժողքի հուր եղար միշտ, շան օրն ընգան օծ ու վիշապ ամպարիշտ, քո անունն էլ թեր սրպած թուր, Անտրանիգ, այլոց հողը կերեզման է խլողին, մերը գուզենք մադաղ հայոց մեծ հողին, մեծ Հայաստանն ինչպես թողնենք ոսողին, երբ նեղվում ենք, նորն է մի պուր, Անտրանիգ, ինձ ասում են համպեր է, որ համպեր է, դեղս նեղ է, նեղվողին ինչպես համպեր է, անզորկ ասկը իր հողին ինչով դումպեր է, չէ, չի անցնի զարտոնքը զուր, Անտրանիգ, ցավս նրան, ով չի հային հավանում, Խաչի դեղակ ես քո թուրն եմ տավանում, գարցանանանք դեր անիում ու վանում, սրպավայր է արցանդ գուր, Անտրանիգ, իմ երազը, գարսը, վանը դիքրիսն է, թուրիդ միակ թանկարանը իմ սիսն է, հայոց վերջին հանկրվանը մասիսն է, մեկ էլ վանաձով լազուր, Անտրանիգ, գյանքի ձովն է ալեգոցվում խելակար, վերը պրպուր մարկարի դե վարն է հար, իմ ասկի ձով հրապուխ վիր անտատար, քոն է պացվի լույս մի մակուր, Անտրանիգ.
Before the end of the show, I want to just get in there. Our birthday babies for the week, October 16th. Happy birthday, Lisa Bunjan, and happy birthday on the 16th to Ara Khajanyan. Also celebrating this week, October 20th, James Dermisharkyan. Happy birthday to all of you. As that always says, Racha Sur Gurachanas, Merjaman Agalratsav Shagal Chun Serin Hamar, Sidesu Chun Minchev Harachiga Gira Giaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Reinhardt, every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. All right, now, thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparin, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can reach me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Right now, you're listening to us live on WARA 1320, Attleboro. Happy Sunday.